Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, hopefully Barbara will call in soon. And until then, Dale and Richard, are you both there?
Yes.
Aloha.
Hello. How are you two doing?
Fine.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm trying to sort out all the stuff that you and I have been doing all week. So that's what I'm, and I'll tell the viewers about that. But I'm hoping Barbara will come on. Is there any way to call her or something?
Let me try something. I'll be right back.
So what am I supposed to do?
Okay. Hi. You can talk to me.
Richard.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, okay, Richard. Talk to me because.
Okay.
Be right
so
back.
You've been working. You're working on your.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, give him a good name for it. What are you going to call it? What is it? I want to know.
They're called meditation tapes.
Yeah, we all have meditation tapes. And. I mean, this has been really been keeping me busy all week, you know. I mean,
it's good because we've been making a lot of progress with them. I was hoping Barbara would come on. This is unusual for her, and I've been feeling it all week that she may not come on. I don't know.
I don't know.
Did
I mean,
you
text her? Yeah, I texted her. So, I mean, it's she doesn't, she would never be on purpose. She's never done it on purpose. So it's.
Two weeks ago she did. She was at a party. I don't know.
Actually, there was a bad phone signal is what that was. So,
Okay. If you say so.
Right.
If you say so.
Yeah,
anyway, what Johnny and I have been doing is on YouTube under Life, Laughter, Happiness. We have, that is his site and Barbara's site. And there was some cassette tapes that I've had for many years and never knew how to convert them to go to YouTube. And with Johnny's help, we bought some stuff from Amazon that allowed a cassette tape to be what, MP4? Is that what it did?
Something like that, yeah. Well, it would be an MP3, but you put a picture to it to make it an MP4.
I see. Hmm. Well, I had all these shots that I had taken in Hawaii. I mean, thousands of shots of waves because I was really into that. And I kept saying to myself, why am I taking all these pictures? Like I was freaking out going, you know, what am I going to do with them? But I had them in my camera and I put them in my computer and the shots were absolutely beautiful. I put some in a book because I wrote this book for Richard about Aloha Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Not to interrupt. Huh? Hello, Barbara.
Hi, you didn't have to interrupt, Dale. I'm sorry. My clock was wrong. I thought I was calling in early. So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm here, everybody.
That's
happy
okay.
Friday.
Great,
Barbara. We're so happy to hear from you. Barbara, can you go to Life Left Your Happiness and look at my new tarot videotape? I had made this for you and your daughter because she wanted to learn. What?
I already did. You don't even have to tell me. I already noticed it was there and I already watched it and I thought it was phenomenal and amazingly done. Perfect.
Thank you. That was a DVD, actually. Johnny put that up and it wasn't the CD, it was a DVD. And it was something I did several years ago. Obviously, I look a little bit older, huh?
No, but hey, you are gorgeous now, but you really were gorgeous. And, you know,
Thank
Father
you.
Time, hey, but you still are gorgeous. but you are
thank
useful.
Thank you. So are
I was,
you.
I was able to see that in that, and it was so fun.
Well,
but
I had
the content
I had you
amazing.
In you and your daughter in mind, because you both were bugging me to do a tarot, you know, class. And
yes.
This is something I taught at Lake Tahoe College. They asked me to teach this, and I devised this method of how to read the cards. And I started getting into it myself because I forgot some of the meanings. So I was getting into it, you know, watching it myself and using
yeah.
the Rider-Waite deck. And I might say this, the book that you're seeing on the video is the same book, but it's done with much better quality at Amazon. So you can order it through Amazon under Dale Shear. But
you know,
if you want, it's like $10 or something.
But I watched the video myself to make sure that everything was okay and the right size and everything. And I think that what's interesting is that, and I'm not saying that it's so complicated nobody can do it, but what I'm saying is a lot of the stuff that you brought up, I've never heard before. Like, you were telling people to throw the box away, you know. I've never heard
yeah.
that you were supposed to throw the box away.
Right,
you know,
because
there's
a reason for that, John. The box is something that a lot of people will put the cards back into the box. And you're not supposed to. You're supposed to really use a separate box or keep them separate and put a cloth over them. That's the real reason behind that. But
oh.
I was telling you, throw the box away. And they always put two jokers in there to throw that away.
Okay, because I caught that as well. And also my daughter years ago got a deck, and she then put hers in a cloth. So I always wondered, well, don't you want to just put them back in the box? But now we know. No, you're not supposed to. Bad vibes, huh? The box?
No, it's not bad vibes. It's just, I don't know. That's what I was taught. So I guess you can keep them in the box if you want. A lot of people keep them in their purse, keep them in their box. It doesn't really matter. You know, but the whole thing is there's a court card and each thing means something. And Barbara, I'm telling you, we've been getting a lot of hits. I mean, on all the tapes, a lot. Have you gazed over some of them?
That's good. I didn't look at the hits, but like I said, I noticed that the new tarot video was up on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, and I watched it. And so when you said you should go watch it, I already have, and I love it. And it's good, and it's better than any other tarot instruction course video I've ever seen. It really is.
Yeah, well, it's my own method that I devise with. I have a Hanai son that is called like an adoptive son in Hawaii. And we did it together, actually.
And I'm your adoptive nephew.
Like,
you're right.
for sure. You're what I am bonded after this week to Johnny like no tomorrow. I mean, we've been working together all week, Barbara, trying to get these tapes up and put my pictures in, and he has been phenomenal, phenomenal.
Good for you, Johnny.
Thanks, Barbara.
Good job.
He was surprised. I mean, he didn't even know if he could put a DVD up there. It was wild. He used some of your tactics, Barb, and he got some stuff up, so it was good. And I think the ones that we got the most were Releasing Hurt. Whew. I mean, we're up to almost 400 hits.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's
and
funny
you know
because
I shared that everywhere.
To pick up a tip from you, apparently what happened was one of the videos, Dale wanted the first thing to be seen to be a particular picture. Well, I thought that I was going to have to re-upload the only video. The only thing is that I've seen you do this with YouTube videos, Barbara, where you do a thumbnail. And I saw the thumbnail and I thought, I didn't know you could do that. So thank you, Barbara, because you saved me from having to re-upload an entire video. And yeah.
And it's so much better with a thumbnail, and each one's different. A thumbnail, and then so people will be able to say, oh, I already saw that one, because they recognize the thumbnail. It's important. Little things are very important.
Well, did your daughter like the tape? I'm curious.
She was not with me when I was listening to it, but I will share it and I will let her know.
Oh, okay.
She's the one who got me into tarot in the first place.
Yeah, but do you have the Rider-Waite deck? You can get that at any store.
Yes, I got that because you told me to get
and
it.
For
and
for you,
have
I would use the Queen of Money, Queen of Pentacles. That would be your court card.
What does that mean? That's my court card. What does that mean?
It's someone that will have money or has money and is a businesswoman.
Oh, thank you. I like it.
So as you were watching the tape, it shows that you pick a card that would represent you, and it tells
oh.
what each card is, so you can know how to pick one for you, and then you would lay out
oh.
the cards, shuffle
oh,
and lay out the
okay.
cards.
Okay, right. I remember. Okay, I can't
and,
wait to
And, you know,
it,
I don't know
so.
If I put this in the tape, but you're supposed to put a question into the cards. I mean, concentrate on a specific question, because the cards will read, oh, just 6 months into the future. They will. You don't have to be psychic to use the cards. And, you know, it's just, they're weird. They say things and they're so accurate. It's unbelievable. But I devised a book that made them even more accurate. And my son and I, we got to the point sometimes where we go, uh-oh, we don't want to read this anymore. It was scary. It was just scary. It was really scary. I mean,
they're
you know,
powerful.
He would go, huh?
They're powerful. They have meaning. And when you put your energy and your real strong thoughts behind them, it does work.
Oh, yes. Beyond that. Anyway, Barb, so I wanted to tell you a couple of things this week. Besides that, can I do that, Tony?
Sure.
I know we have a call waiting. Should I take the call first and then talk to Barbara?
Why don't we take the call first? Because I think this person
okay.
is... Okay. This is Erica, and you are live on the air with Psychic Daily Chief.
Oh, Johnny, one thing I might say. Stephanie Hercos looked at your site. What's the name of it? The Air? What is it?
Severe.
She loved the name. She just loved it. I just wanted
it's
to tell you.
It's the same
that.
Name as
oh.
the network.
As a what?
It's the same name as the network. That's all. I named the network the same name.
Okay. All right. Who do we have on the line? I'm sorry.
Erica, are you there?
Erica.
Yes,
welcome
I'm
to
here.
Show.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Wake up.
Okay, where are you calling from, Erica?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Hey!
Well, that's the same place that
well,
Richard's fuck. From and Barbara's from.
Nice,
uh-oh,
right.
We got a dog?
Seattle.
Where? Seattle?
Cool.
Okay, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well,
except your dog
I
is
have
just...
a question. Yeah, he's excited to see me. He wants attention. I was gonna ask about employment. I recently started subbing this week. Today was my first day at elementary, and it was definitely not what I expected. But
you mean
middle
okay,
school?
You mean,
I did,
are you a teacher for elementary school?
I'm subbing. No, I'm
what?
Just subbing at different schools. Subbing,
oh, subbing.
Substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Well, I did high
you
school
picked,
yesterday.
You picked a very mm-hmm. hard job, my dear. The
mm-hmm.
kids are so used to their own teacher that when they
mm-hmm.
get a sub in, they kind of like, you know, they don't listen. They just do their own thing. So might I say this, what I have learned about subbing, I had a teacher once when I was very young, and they made a lot of comedy out of everything they said, and that helped tremendously. you know, it made the kids laugh or, you know, that. So you might try a little bit of that might work. But from subbing, okay. Can't you be a real, regular teacher?
Probably. I mean, I could always, once I'm like established at a school, I can look into maybe doing something else within the school, you know, possibly.
Well, my question though is teaching, you know, when you sub, why did you choose to be a substitute teacher?
Because I got my license, so I just figured, you know, it's you know, decent pay, and it's just a job, really. It's not a passion at all.
I can see, this is bizarre, but I can see you working in television, you know, teaching the kids on set. They have a lot of movies and shows that they do in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, if you sign up, you can be a teacher or a sub-teacher in, you know, on set for kids. Would you be interested in something like that?
Yeah, why not? My main goal, I would consider that, but I think my real goal, and I'm trying to focus more on that, is going to law school. I think really I'm trying to organize myself to really make that happen. I think that's where I ultimately want to be.
Okay, on that, what do you have, 4 years or more to go?
Three,
okay. That's close. You will graduate, but it will take you a little bit longer than usual. And if you're using
mm-hmm.
sub to get point A to point B, it will happen. And you need to know that. So what type of attorney do you want to be?
I feel like defense or appellate.
What?
For defense or appellate court.
I don't know what appellate. What is appellate?
Like wrongfully convicted, appealing a conviction.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. That would be good. That's helping society. But don't they do that now with DNA?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I think that's what I would like to do, kind of help out there if I can.
That is good for you, but I do sense too that you're a feeler because I'm the same thing, and every word you use is I feel, I feel, I feel, and that means that you're a feeler. So I'm going to be honest with you, you may absorb empathetically, you know, the people, the pain of what the people are going through just to clear their name. So you know, good luck, but I don't think that one would be great for you. I would think something where, you know, you could help people legally is fine, but, you know, in a legal way.
Okay.
Okay.
Any
All right,
suggestions?
Thank you for got to think about that for a moment. In legal, you mean?
No, for like an actual like employment. Recently I had a bill for a different school district. I really like their school. I sense that they're pretty great. I do have family attending that school, so I thought, you know, I think it's
a
great.
If you were to apply to that school, you will get a position. So mm-hmm. that's all I can tell you for now, but thank you. Thank you for calling.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. You were going to say something to Barbara?
Yeah. Barb?
Yes.
Barbara? Oh.
Yes.
I had my mammogram on the 13th, and I'm fine. Remember, I always sweat that every year.
Yeah.
And I also had...
I'm glad my psychic aunt is fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. not going to die of that. Anyway, I also went to the skin doctor, and that's been fine because I can't really exercise for a few days. But other than that, I've been okay, and we've been working on the tapes. And girl gave me something I want to do. Johnny, how to know the difference between a feeling person and a visual person. In other words, feelers are very different, because I'm a feeler, but we're different. And we feel things. I don't see anything. I mean, as far as I could be driving with my husband and or Richard, and they'll say, look at this and look at that. And the building's been there for 10 years, and I never saw it. Barbara, are you that way?
Yes, but I wanted to ask you, when you say you feel things or people are feeling things, is that the same as empathetic, or are you talking about it in a different way of feeling?
Different way. Empathy is empathy. That means you can relate to the person on the same level. My sinus is acting up again. Feeling. Okay, there's two types of people, or actually three or four. There's hearing people. There's visual people. There's feeling. And when you're a feeler, you, like, I would feel from you everything you're feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say, I feel this, and I feel that about you, and I feel this. If you're visual, you would say, oh, look at the ocean. Look at the waves. Look at this. Just like when I'm taking a picture of the waves, it's not that I'm seeing, I'm feeling.
Right.
I gotta ask Richard this, but I mean, I know I'm feeling as I'm clicking that shot that, wow, this is going to be a great shot because I feel it.
Okay.
Richard, are you that way?
Well,
okay,
I think I'm a visual person.
I'm like Richard. I'm changing it because now that I understand what you're talking about, I'm changing it. I'm visual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm visual.
Like Richard. But can't you be both?
Well,
yes,
probably.
But
I don't know.
Usually we're more than one. Usually we are, you know, and there's hearing people that they hear things that other people don't hear at a very high level. So there's visual, there's hearing, and there's feeling. And if you get an idea is why most people don't get along in life. One is a feeler. They feel everything. They feel your emotions. They feel your pain. And the other person is visual. They could care less what you're feeling.
I feel everything. Gail, can I give you an example of what happened today? Something happened today. Was at the NAMM show, and it's a big convention of just musicians and equipment and all the newest technology for musicians and tons of instruments. And when I saw the flute today, I saw the flute there today, and this overwhelming feeling came over me of just my heart was filled up with wonder, just the years that I played the flute in school were amazing. And I felt those, all the years rushed back to me when I saw that flute. So when you say visual, I saw, but then I felt, and it was overwhelming. So does that mean I'm both?
Yes.
Probably.
But you usually, you tend to be a little bit more one than the other. Like I'm not a total feeler, but I would say I'm 80% or 90% feeling and pick up on other people like crazy, like feeling, you know, I feel so I have to the point of me having to isolate myself from the world and from people. And I have to, you know, like live in a house where, you know, there's no chatter or whatever. I want to be able to feel, you know, I want to be the quietness. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, but isn't that even more so because you're psychic, so you're really picking up on a lot of other people's feelings? Wow.
Yeah, so I try to keep away. Like, it's hard to be in an elevator with somebody because I pick up on their, you know, what they're thinking or their feelings.
But that's kind of cool.
You know?
Maybe you want to know what they're thinking.
No. I had this gentleman, his name was Rick, and he and I were best friends, and he owned the island of Tavarua, and Rick and I, oh, God, we were so telepathic together. It was scary. We'd be driving, and he'd say, oh, you feel this, you want to go home, and I'm going, God, you know, it's just a thought, but he was feeling, you know, every thought I went through. So, you know, when two feelers are around each other, that's not that good. It's kind of good to have a feeler and a visual person. That's kind of good. Or if you have a visual person and they just don't care what you're feeling or care about your feelings, that's not good either.
I like that you have clarified that. It's so interesting. I like to analyze that. And then after the show, I'm going to get my tarot cards out. Put your Life, Laughter, Happiness video of how to read tarot up. Follow along and learn and read and do my own self. How do you say that when you're doing your own tarot cards on yourself?
Oh, real simple.
You
can see your you can see your future by reading your own cards. So you would put your court card out, which would be the Queen of Pentacles, and then you would shuffle a question and ask whatever the question is of yourself. You know, like, am I going to travel or am I going to Hawaii? Something like that. And when your gut feeling says stop, you stop. And then you lay out the cards. And it will give you your answer.
Okay. Well, I want to know, before we move on, what about Johnny? Johnny, what do you think you are? Are you visual or are you a feeler?
Feeler.
Yeah,
oh, that's
so
why you're
really
I mean, you know, it is. I know you can be both, but I mean, like, when I tend to, I hate this about myself, but I tend to worry the worst. And if something happens, I kind of tense up for like a second. And
You what, Johnny? You what?
I tense up. And I think the worst.
Yeah, so. Oh, well, you got to turn that around and try to make that, you know, you look at the worst, but the best can happen, too.
Right.
You know, don't.
Well, the other day, like, you know, it's really weird. I mean, I don't know how I thought of this, but, like, I just. You wanted to have a thumbnail on that tarot video, and you said, no, I want them to see this first. Okay, well, then fine. I just made it, you know, went up to theater, cut, you know, made a screenshot. And then and when I told you about how I did it, you were laughing your head off. And, you know, it's like, I can't, you know.
What?
Yeah, nothing. I didn't say anything.
You quit talking. Quit living in your head. What
no.
are you saying?
Well, just it's amazing Johnny. That I was able to do that. I was surprised. So,
well, that's what I said. You're learning something different every day. We're doing these tapes, and you're learning by leaps and bounds, and that's what I was laughing at.
No. Okay.
Like
are you ready for
the caller? You learn when you work. That's the best kind of work.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yes.
Okay. All right, Diane, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi there. How's everybody doing?
Fine.
Great.
Are you on speaker?
Yes, I am on speaker.
Can you take this off speaker, please?
Oh, okay. I will try, yes. I have to find some headphones because I'm talking to you through my computer.
Oh.
But while I find my headphones, though, I'm a feeler for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Okay. Just leave it the way it is. I mean, you know, I tell you something, you guys. This is really weird. I had a dream. I've been having some car trouble, and I had a dream that if I took my car into the auto mechanic, that they were going to charge me $1,060. Well, the mechanic said my airbag, I would need a new airbag, and it was $1,600. So I was a zero off, and I thought that to be so weird. I don't know why I brought that up, but go ahead.
Okay. So I have my headphones in, so hopefully this is a little bit clearer without the
perfect
echo.
Perfect.
Okay.
So where are you calling from, sweetie?
Oh, I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. Mm. What's up with Washington? Okay. And how can I help you and your name?
My name is Diane, and I'm calling about my friend. His name is Lee. We're, I would say, really good friends. We met each other almost 2 years ago. We hang out a lot. We would go out dancing sometimes. But it's always been friends for the most part. He would call me maybe, I don't know, every few weeks and say, hey, let's hang out or let's have a movie night. And I'd do the same. I'd invite him over. He may help me around the house, cook dinner. So we're good friends. But the last time I sent him an email about some information we were talking about, he didn't respond back. And that was unusual because he would usually always respond back like, oh, hey, thanks, got it, or thanks for thinking of me or something. And then last week I sent him another email. Usually that's how we communicate, via email or text. And I said, hey, there's an event. Let's go check it out. Do you want to go this weekend? Let me know. And I didn't hear anything back from him. So I'm just wondering what's going on with him. I feel like the reason I'm asking you guys rather than just calling, I definitely will call, but I don't know. I just feel some sort of way and wanted to get your opinion as to why he's not responding all of a sudden.
How I do things, unfortunately, I would need a picture of him, sweetie, and I don't have that. I can't go through your mind to see what's wrong, but I'm feeling that you will hear from him and then know the answer to your question within the next week or so. There's something going on with him that needed his attention. This has nothing to really do with you or anything you said or did, but it's something that he's involved with. So do you know where he lives?
Yeah, he's not far from me. He's in a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Okay, I mean, this is what I would do. I mean, this is what I would do. I would, you know, go over there, knock on the door, and say, I've been really worried about you. Can I help you in any way? And see what's going on from there.
I didn't know if that would be too intrusive.
Well, then
okay.
Call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that's the best way to do it. But, I mean, I would need a picture of him. I feel it is something that needed his attention, definitely, and he didn't want to talk to anybody about it. Could be also almost shame or embarrassment, all right?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Barb, you want to give out my number? Or?
I would love to. So, everybody, Dale only has a few minutes with you when you call in every Friday. What about a really long reading, a private long reading? You can have that. All you have to do is call her. Her direct number is 808-372-1816. She's there for you all week long. Just text, call, book your appointment. You can also visit her website, DaleShears.com. And read more about her. She has 5 books you can buy, and you can get them personalized, sent to you from our beloved psychic Dale Shear.
Yeah, and the website is Dale, DaleSchears.com. Barbara, did I send you a tarot book? Didn't I send you one?
Yes, I love your.
It's the red book. Do you have that?
Yes, I have it. But I like the video.
All right, that's
out.
The one that you would use for the video.
Okay, so I should open the book up, have the video on, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube video on tarot, and have tarot for the beginners. It's called Tarot
yes.
for the Beginner, right? Okay.
Yes.
And have that
no,
open.
It's called How to Do the Cards in 1 Hour or Less. A tarot for the Beginner. I don't even know. It's one of those. But I know I
and
sent
you
it to you.
And you don't even need to have any psychic ability. Well, we all have a little bit, but you don't need to be a psychic to actually read yourself with tarot cards.
Yeah. I've had people tell me, oh, that's evil or da-da-da. It's none of that because it's not connected with psychic ability. Those cards date back, God, to ancient times. And dealing with the times of the Bible, dealing with the times of astrology, dealing with the times of that. So those cards are like nobody really knows where they came from, who made them, or how they were derived. But for years, they just have withstood the test of time. I do
like
show in the video, it's important to know this, and you don't tell people this, but if you want to know for yourself if there's anything bad going on, it does show in the video the combination of the cards that would lead to somebody passing away. So also, might I say, Barbara, when you're doing the cards, as you get better at it, you go around three times. You know, not once, you know, but three times. And then you read
so
the three cards
you don't
to,
have a good
together.
Reading
okay. No, it gives an in-depth reading. And the whole point of that is if you go around three times, you read the three cards together, you know, the card that covers you and crosses you for good or bad, you read them and beneath you, beside you, crowns you in your future. Say your future card, you would read the three cards together and it would give you a very good detailed interpretation of your future.
Okay. Cool. Mm.
Just for that question. Whatever question you're putting in, don't put in 10 questions. Put in one question,
A very specific question and focus on that. You're reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it? Besides that, though, did you see all the other videos we put up?
Well, I have been doing the meditation since we've put those up, and I highly recommend those. You have a very good, big talent taking somebody through a meditation and taking somebody through an instructional video. Plus, when you were doing the tarot cards, I thought, oh, that's what it looked like when she was dealing cards in Nevada.
Oh, please. My husband said that. Blackjack dealer cards. Yes, that's exactly what
You'd
I looked like.
You'd be fantastic. I'd always go to your table.
I know. I had it. I had so many people go to my table. It was ridiculous. But, yes. I don't know why I wore black and white, but I did. So,
do you want to ever do that again, Dale? I know it's a demanding job, but it takes a lot of quick thinking.
I was going to do it again. I was practicing on Richard. Oh, God, about a year ago, right, Richard?
Yeah.
But then because of my knees, the arthritis in my knees, I can't stand for a long, long time. So, you know, unless
really give
I get
you a
to
chair.
The point. No, you're not allowed to sit down.
Why not?
No. I don't know. It's a casino. I mean, when it comes to poker, yes, but not when it comes to blackjack.
Well, first of all, isn't that kind of discriminating? I mean, let's say somebody is disabled, right? They would have to sit down.
Then you don't work there. It's that simple.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you can't. No, yeah, but that's like saying somebody is, I mean, you know, I still don't understand. I'll look up this in Quora. Why is it a requirement that you stand? Why can't you just sit, you know? But I mean, if you're going to, they're going to stop.
Well, I don't know. I think you have to cover the cards. I mean, you have to.
You move.
I don't have an answer. Okay.
Okay,
I just don't have an answer. For 5 years, I dealt standing up. And then, but you only stand up for, you know, about 40 minutes, and then you have a break for 20 minutes. So
yeah,
it's not that bad.
Dale, get that out of your mind. Your knees are fine now. I think you should do it again. It's great money. You're the favorite table. To me, it's like a
no-brainer. I don't want to do it right now. I have a calling. And the calling now, for the first time in probably 10 years or more, these tapes that I'm making are very important to me. And I feel it's going to help a lot of people.
We'll continue with that path then.
And yeah, I feel like it's... What?
We're behind you 100%, as you can see. We are posting, putting it up. Johnny's doing a great job with it. So, yeah, it's like we're at...
Yeah, but Barbara, I really feel that these tapes, Loneliness, we had a lot of hits on... I don't know if you read the hits, Barbara, if you go up to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Well, yes, I'm the one who created it, and
I run it. Can you go in there and look at the views? I mean, dealing with 300 and 400 views on Releasing Hurt, there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. A lot of people. And when you're dealing with, I'm almost up to 400 views on Releasing Hurt.
And I shared that everywhere. But Dale, remember that was the first one that I listened to, and I loved it. And I told you last show, 2 Fridays ago, I actually did it. Okay, I did the work. I did the meditation, and I did the work. I chose a person that I was feeling like it still was hurting me, not sad hurt, but affecting in some way negatively.
Mm-hmm.
It's been released. I released it. The person, the individual person, has to actually do the work.
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what I learned. And don't forget, these tapes came from Shirley McLean's workshop when I went there. And this is the way she taught the workshop. So I kind of copied what she was doing. But one of the bigger tapes that hit a lot was Loneliness. And Johnny and I couldn't believe how it was climbing.
Yeah.
So that was climbing. And, you know, and chakra alignment. Did you try that one?
I haven't done that one yet. I have not done the chakra alignment with yours yet. But I will.
Please,
I do
that
one. Next,
yes. That one I am very proud of because it's a spinning ball that goes in and out of your body and takes all the negativity out into the universe.
Oh, I've never heard of the spinning ball with that. Have you, Johnny? Because we've had a person on doing that before, and they went through all the chakras, but they never talked about a spinning ball. You remember a spinning ball? Oh,
something like that, but not a whole lot.
No, this is my own method.
Don't remember that at all.
This is what I mean by helping people. This is my own method. It's a spinning ball that spins inside your body, you know, so depending on what color you're trying to release a lot of tension from that area. But the ball spins and spins and spins and spins out all the negativity from that part of your body. It's good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, because when we imagine things like that, the way that you're putting it through the meditation and we actually do that in our mind, that works. That's something different that we normally are not doing as human beings. So, hey, everybody, do it. Try it. And then we want to know, we want to hear about it. And don't forget, too, by the way, when you're on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, you're listening to all of our content, please don't forget to like and obviously subscribe. But our likes, you know, it keeps us going. It keeps us inspired when you like what we're doing. So just do it.
All right. You ready for a caller?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Elisa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi.
Hello.
Elisa. Hello.
Hi. It's Elisa. Sorry.
Elisa,
my name's
where
Elisa.
Are you calling? Hello.
Hello, my name's...
She's cutting up, Johnny.
Yeah, she
my
says...
My name is Elisa.
Elisa. Alyssa, where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Wyoming.
Okay, you're breaking up, so you need to go to a different part of the room with your cell phone or something.
Okay, I'll go right now.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
okay, Alyssa, perfect. And you're calling from Wyoming. What a beautiful place to live. What a great place
yes,
to live.
Oh, yes, it's cold.
Yes,
freezing
just
here.
Like Tahoe.
Yes, 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 it is. Yes. But I'm calling and I've been having a lot of distress and hurt with some things that have happened to my family in the past 6 months or something. And my son's living somewhere else. And I was just wondering, he's 13. I was just wondering if you see him, what you see with that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to recommend you go to Life, Laughter, Happiness and hit the L and go Life, Laughter, Happiness. That's Johnny and Barbara's website. And you hit the L. There's an L. Life, Laughter, Happiness. I would suggest you listen to Releasing Hurt.
Oh,
you need
it. That might help. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I definitely do.
That will
that.
Help you a lot. Or Johnny, can Johnny send you a link to the Releasing Hurt?
Yeah.
Johnny?
That would be great.
I'm right here. Can I write down your phone number and send it to you?
Yes, that would be fine.
Give me a chance. Give me a second to do that here. Okay.
I don't want to tell my phone number on the air, though.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to get down. Just going to do that.
He's doing it on his own. So, sweetie, you're constantly going to be hurt because you're a feeler. You feel things.
Definitely. Yep, I am a feeler.
Boy, that we are attracting that today. And we're all feelers. And
yes.
The whole point of this is we as feelers get more hurt than most people. When you're just a visual person, you don't get that hurt. But when you feel things, you're getting hurt, and everybody's hurting your feelings. So the Releasing Hurt will help, the tape. Johnny, do you have her number?
Yes, I do. I wrote it down.
Okay. So, Elisa, the Releasing Hurt, okay?
Okay.
I will.
I'll watch for that. And also,
Johnny, why can't you do it now?
Well, I mean, she's on the phone. She's probably not going to see it if it's a text message.
Well, I can look at it later, though, as soon as I get off.
Yeah,
it don't matter either way.
Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny, send it now. So she'll have it, okay?
Okay, give me a second here.
But anyway, I don't know. We've always had a very, very strong bond. His whole life, he's my only boy, my only child. My other kids have grown up. And for about 6 months now, he won't even talk to me. I don't know if it's him or if other people influence him or what's going on, but it's really killing me inside. And I don't know what
he to do. He is. Did you go through a divorce?
No. It was kind of a freak accident. My sister. I was moving out of our house, moving our stuff. My sister had. He broke a window at my mom's. My sister slapped him in his face. Department of Family Services got involved in it, and then because I didn't have a home at that time to move, you know, I was in between homes or whatever. But they so they put him with my daughter. But my daughter has lived with her dad her whole life. I've only known my daughter for about 4 years, and she resents mm-hmm. me. She totally hates me because of that. Because I had another kid and she had to live with her dad. So she already resented me. He went to live with her. And ever since then, I haven't spoken one word to him. DFS won't let me.
Well,
I don't
okay.
know what they
both
told
the kids,
him.
Wait, both the kids just, they blame you for everything. So that's,
yeah.
You're going to have to live with that and
okay.
just ignore it and release it and let go of it. That's what you need to do because they're
yeah,
not going to come around.
But will he ever, like, I just don't understand how he's not missing me. I don't understand, like, I don't understand.
Okay,
either,
I can't
but.
Do a whole reading, okay? What I can tell you is, no, they're not coming around. Their eyes have been turned, and people have talked to them, and they have a lot of hurt. So they're going
mm-hmm.
in different directions. And that's
so
what you'll have to
go?
Understand. Huh?
So do I just let him go or let him go? Or
that's what
give
the
up
tape
on
is
it?
About. I'd like to. Johnny, did you send it to
okay.
her?
I most certainly did. I did it just now.
Okay,
she has work
okay.
to do before. Because you cannot answer all of these why, if. I feel like, Dale. No offense, but caller, you're very, you're really high strung. You need to meditate, calm down, breathe, use Dale Spears' meditation tapes, and then for sure call back Friday. In the meantime, your private session with Dale this week, and then let's
well,
all
no,
hear about.
No, I would wait.
All right.
Wait till she listens to the tape.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what? It takes an hour. So do it tonight. Caller, will you please do it tonight?
She disconnected. She disconnected.
You disconnected her, Johnny. Why
nope.
do you do that?
No. I
okay.
didn't disconnect
well,
her. She hung
caller.
Up.
Sorry. But you
she
know what?
Up.
You got to go do work. We don't beat around the bush around here, do we, Dale?
No.
Yes. He hung up.
No.
He hung up.
Okay,
I didn't.
All right.
No, I
we
believe Johnny didn't do that because that's why, never mind, that's why
okay.
she
but
just
it's true.
Listened
listen.
To the tape.
She's got
it's
to listen
free.
To what's saying right
free.
Now.
Hello,
okay.
people.
Free.
You gotta get involved with Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's really,
exactly.
really good.
What I've just been saying so many times, thank you, Dale. Get involved. And I, you know what? Before you said just now, get involved, I was thinking, okay, we were talking about pictures. I pictured the two words, get involved, and you said it. Isn't that weird? And I'm not kidding. That just happened.
Well, it's not weird. It's not weird for me.
No. Well, it must be weird for other people. So anyway,
okay.
let's get another caller.
Well, wait. I haven't had a chance to screen this next call. So can you two talk while I screen it?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. Barbara, you talk as my voice is going.
Okay. Well, I just think that this show has been so fun, but it's not just about the show. I think it's me, too. I think that I have more fun on shows or in life when I go out and I do something. And I had the most fabulous day today. I went to the NAMM show. It's a show where they are showing all the latest in everything about musical instruments and musical electronics and, oh my gosh, every instrument. And it's gorgeous, and it's all these booths of people showing their craftsmanship and the highest technology. And, oh my gosh, and I sat down on a few drum sets and, you know, tried some out. It was really fun, and the people were great, and they had amazing energy because music, and I know Johnny doesn't understand because he doesn't like music, and that's why he's interrupting me right now, but it was fabulous, and that just made for a more fabulous show. So I'm glad and happy to be with all of you today.
That's
Richard,
so happy,
Dale, and Johnny.
I'm happy for you. Okay, Johnny, did you say you had a caller?
Yes, yes. I just screened him. This is Khalil, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Sharp.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Khalil.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Where?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, you're in Virginia. Okay. Your name is very unusual.
Thank you.
What nationality is that?
It's Arab, but I'm African American.
How cool. Okay, what a nice combination. How can I help you?
I'm going to be participating in a parade tomorrow, and I'm going to be in a truck. Will everything go okay as far as me getting to my truck, and as far as me riding on the truck?
Well, are you worried about all the stuff going on in the world?
Well, I'm worried that there might be a loud sound that, you know, or either I might be, like, I might lose my group, or I might freak out once I'm in the truck, depending on what road we're taking.
No, none of that's going to happen. What kind of parade is it?
It's just a Dogwood Festival parade.
A what now?
Dogwood Festival Parade.
You're talking too fast for me to understand.
Dogwood?
What is that?
Festival
Dog
Parade.
Dog? I don't know what a Dogwood Festival Parade is. Well, can you explain what kind of parade that is?
It's just a regular parade. They just name it that.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And what city are you living in?
Charlottesville.
Okay. Virginia, I'm sorry, Charlottesville where?
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't see any problems. I just see you having a ball. I see you having good times. I see you talking to people after it's over, kind of having, you know, wow, this went good, or this is better than expected, or stuff like that. I feel it's going to be very good for you, and face your fear. There will be no fear. Got
Thank
that?
You. Yeah.
Thank you, darling. All
Thank
right, have a good
problem.
One.
You too.
Okay. Well, Barbara, we're about ready for our shout-out.
I know, but it's going so well. Could we please just see, because that was such a quick caller. Johnny, are there any more callers?
Yes, I haven't screened it yet, but yes, there is.
Dale, do you mind doing one more? And I just wanted to, while we wait, we can make that one short, but I wanted to ask you, what did you think about my day and going and doing all that around people? And I had zero anxiety, because guess what?
I got for you.
And finally,
you.
And up and get ready and go in 45 minutes. And it was amazing. Yes. You helped me.
For you, it's fabulous. For you, it just was an epitome of, because I know how you like the drums and all the musical instruments and all that stuff. So you had a great day. For myself, I wouldn't be so much into that, but you, for you, it's great. It's just great.
Now, do you want me to screen the call?
What is the screening process?
I'm just going to go check the person with their name. And...
Yeah, go check. I thought that's what you were doing while we were talking, Johnny.
Okay, I'm going to do that now.
All right. Okay, Dale, that was so interesting. you were saying.
No, I haven't. I kind of, if I'm around more than three people, it's really hard. Right, Richard?
Yeah.
I mean,
what
I can be around
pool?
One. No, it's different. At the pool, and, you know, it's a
controlled
she
environment.
Talks to everybody. She
right.
talks
it's
to everybody
relaxed.
At the pool.
Yeah, I talk to everybody in the pool because we all have the same problems.
I'm ready to put the caller
I like it. I can walk through tons of a crowd of people. I could do the fair. I've never had a problem with tons. It's when it's a smaller group is what gave me anxiety in life. I like the big crowd.
Mine is a lot of people.
This
is a warm pool heated up to like 90-something degrees. And all the people in the pool are very nice, very affluent, and we all have the same problems, so we talk about them, whether it's arthritis or something, and it's fun, you know, and we're all there to exercise and to feel better.
There's a pool group here, too, and I used to be a part of it in the first year, and then the COVID happened, and then I got out of it, and now I'm not back in the group because every time I go, it's like a full in the jacuzzi, and I'm not a jacuzzi person, and then I'm just, it's just no more barbecues.
There's no jacuzzi. There's no jacuzzi. It's just they have like five pools, and the one we go to is heated, really warm, and it's lovely.
All right.
And
you're enjoying what you like. I'm enjoying what I like. You help me
right.
to enjoy my life more, and I do with you. And hopefully that, you know, rubs off on other people who are listening.
We
have
another
caller. Let's do one more.
I will go with that, but I think I enjoy, right now, I enjoy curves more. You know, I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's
Ray,
great.
Okay, go ahead.
You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Show.
Who is that?
Hello.
Ray.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Ray.
Hi, Ray. Boy, we are having quite a few men call today. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Ooh.
Where are you calling from?
My name's Ray, and I'm calling from California.
What part of California?
Northern California, Sacramento.
Oh, right near my neighborhood. I'm in Lake Tahoe, Gardnerville area.
Oh, okay, nice. So
at the moment,
I was wondering if I could ask that question.
Yes, go ahead.
So I currently have a job, and it's a nice job. My bosses are cool, but I have a desire to do more. I'm just trying to find direction of what you see me doing. You know, I don't want to leave now. I want to put some time in. But I think I'm going to start looking in October, November to see what's out there, because it's always better to be employed when you're looking.
That's true.
I just don't know
where.
What type of work is it?
What type of
work
are you doing right now?
I work in legislation, communications, politics type stuff.
Oh, okay. I feel, this is what I feel for you in the future. You're going to run for politics or run for office or help somebody to, you know, in that field yourself, either or. And I feel that's where your best interests lie for the future, is in helping others or helping yourself get in politics. You're good at it. You like to make changes. You love helping people. And that's what you're going to be doing.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah. I can see. I mean, I kind of do that already, but as a volunteer.
Well, you're going to be doing it not as a volunteer. You're going to be doing it as in paid. Okay?
Oh, okay. Is it doing the readings, or is there somebody else?
What?
I didn't know if there was a second person on there, or was it just you?
No, it's just me at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, you are good at helping others to see the light or see where things are wrong and how to make them right.
Yeah.
You're very good at that. you are good at helping the politicians in the sense where you say, no, I don't think that's right. You should do it this way. But eventually mm-hmm. you have to take that energy and use it for yourself and help yourself and do it for you and run for office.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Ooh, yep. Run for office. Cool. Well,
you have
wait,
a good day, sweetie. Thank you.
I mean, that's
thank
cool.
you so much.
Thank you,
Beth.
Oh,
thank you
so
for calling. Hey, everybody. Don't forget to call Dale. Oh, I'm glad that you thought that was interesting. And I thought we had a lot of interesting callers today.
Yeah, we did.
What about
very interesting. Very interesting. And we will bid you a further adieu.
Farewell.
My number is 808-372-1816. And please check Life, Laughter, Happiness. And please check the button, you know, that you've seen us and you like us and, you know, all that
on
stuff.
YouTube.
And we have videos and we have all kinds of stuff up there. And Barbara has a lot of stuff up there that's great. And so does Johnny. So what can I tell
you?
I think it's one of the best sites out there, Life, Laughter, and Happiness.
Well, not on that, but Laughter, Happiness on Blog Talk Radio is where you find all of our shows. I think we have like 700, Johnny.
Do you know, I've never gone.
Oh, wait a minute.
I've never gone to.
I need to say something before I forget. I need to say something. Next Saturday, so is going to be Barbara's show anniversary.
Oh, really?
Oh, how?
Yes. That's so, you know, so I should probably put up a better, some kind of a description on for the, you know,
with
for the
anniversary.
Yeah, within
is it
one
the amount
next
of
Friday.
Shows or is it the years?
Well, I don't know about the amount of shows. I don't know about that shows. But what I'm saying is that I'm going to mention it in the description next week. So, you know.
Well, that'd be a great thing for you to research. You know what? I love this thing that you actually are working on things and then learning how to do it. And I mean, how fulfilling, Johnny. I'm proud of you and your new network, the Sever Network. Everybody check that out. I mean, everybody, we're doing a lot. And you can reach us in so many different ways and avenues. And we have so many great, fun things to listen to and helpful things, by the way. And don't forget to make your appointment with Psychic Dale Scheer here tonight with us every Friday night. And we love all of our callers tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. And thank you, Richard. You were quiet tonight. How are you, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
You hungry?
Okay. No, I had a big omelet.
Oh, good. You already ate. That's why we were able to go over a little bit. Because you guys.
Okay, I got to go eat now. I got to go eat.
Okay, yeah. Aloha,
sure,
everybody.
Aloha, Barbara. Barbara, tell me what you feel about the tarot video and doing the cards and how it comes out, okay?
I will. For sure. I'm going there right now to my tarot
and
card.
And make sure your daughter sees it, too. Okay?
I will. Okay. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Nice.
Bye-bye.